1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Ike Ajachi. Two elderly women released by Hamas militants. One of them is 85-year-old Yocheved Lifshitz. This is her daughter, Sharon.
My mom is very much hoping that all the people that were with her will come back.
ABC Chief Foreign Correspondent Ian Pannell.
She and 75-year-old Nuret Cooper were released by Hamas, touching down in Tel Aviv overnight. Both of them seen in video, released by Hamas, handed over to Red Cross officials. The two women kidnapped alongside their husbands, who were still believed to be held captive when Hamas stormed their kibbutz near Oz on October 7th. Pressure mounts to get the remaining 219, including Americans, out.
Israel stepping up its bombardment of targets in the Gaza Strip ahead of an expected ground invasion against Hamas militants. The U.S. afraid of a wider war with the militant group Hezbollah. This is ABC News. Another sign of the recovery in Maui after this summer's wildfires. The mayor of Maui County now says all of West Maui, except for the burned-out sections of Lahaina, will reopen for tourism a week from tomorrow. The fires killed at least 99 people. Gas prices across the country going in reverse. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
The switch to cheaper winter blends of gas, lower oil prices, and less demand to travel in October all keep combining to create lower gas prices. The national average is now $3.53 a gallon, according to new data from the Energy Department. That's 24 cents cheaper than the price of regular unleaded a year ago at this time. California still has the most expensive gas at $5.22 a gallon, but that seems cheap compared to a few weeks ago when much of California was paying close to $7 a gallon.
Slowing demand for high fashion could hit Gucci right in the wallet. Experts think the company behind the brand will report a sales drop of about 6%. Ike Ajachi, ABC News.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwaba. Here's what you need to know. One man is dead and another injured after a pickup truck rear-ended a tractor. The Monroe County Sheriff's Office says the crash happened a little after 2 p.m. on Highway 12 in the town of Lincoln. The driver of the pickup was a 78-year-old man from Warrens. He was pronounced dead at the scene. The impact caused the tractor to roll over into a ditch, seriously injuring the tractor driver, a 54-year-old man from Toma. The crash is under investigation. Authorities have identified a man killed in a shootout with Fond du Lac police last Saturday night. The victim is 34-year-old Kyle Massey. Massey was sitting in a car when police approached after getting a call regarding a disturbance that involved weapons. Massey and Deputy Blaine Evans exchanged gunfire that killed Massey and injured a Fond du Lac canine deputy who was part of the response team. The dog, Iroh, is expected to recover. Pete Schwaba, WGBW 97.9 News.
Mino and the Mayor.
Brian, do you ever have ladies come to your shop, your beautiful, wonderful store on Military, and ask if the diamond they got was real?
Absolutely, they do.
They do, huh?
And how many, if any, are married to people like John Mino?
What's that supposed to mean?
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth
by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Mino and the Mayor.
The Magic Man, Don Majkowski.
I met you one time. You won't remember this because you met a million people, but I met you at an airport.
Oh, yeah, here. You remember that match?
I remember, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you were the guy at the airport. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Now, I'm sure you've never
met
anyone.
How you been?
I just was telling Johnny yesterday when I heard you were coming on, you were so nice to me, and I just introduced myself. Hey, Schmidt from Green Bay, and you're one of the good guys.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, The Todd Alba Show.
What makes our society great is that we can believe in something bigger than ourselves. It doesn't matter whether it's a soccer team or whether it's a political movement or whether it's a public school, whether it's a neighborhood PTA, a bake sale. It's about interacting with our friends and neighbors and making our communities better for having come together around a common cause.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
For your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Party, man.
Yeah, brother, like,
solid. Right on.
Good morning and welcome
There's
to the Earl
English.
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing pretty good, Earl. I didn't realize how warm it was going to be this morning until you mentioned it when I walked in.
76 degrees. And in a week it'll be November. Hey, you got to take advantage of it for if nothing more than for a day. But good morning to everyone, and I want to especially say good morning to Richland Center, Amory, Oshkosh, Green Bay, Hayward, Racine, La Crosse, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Waukesha, and Milwaukee for joining us this morning. I want to introduced to many of you who are new to my show, my guest this morning. He's a good friend and a colleague, Joe McNally. He's a national award-winning newspaper columnist and longtime political commentator on Milwaukee radio and television. After graduating from Indiana University, Joe worked for 2 years at the Chicago Tribune and for 27 years the Milwaukee Journal, where he won National Headlines Award for consistently outstanding local column and numerous state and local journalism awards. And Joel has written a column since 1997 for the Shepherd Express, where he was also an editor for 2 years. Joel's broadcast experience includes working on Milwaukee Public Television as a contributing producer for Inside View, and for more than 20 years as a regular panelist on its weekly news roundtable, Interchange, amongst other things. And Joel, I didn't know all those things about you. I thought you were just a local Yoko. How are you doing, my friend?
We're doing fine, thank you.
Yeah, how's the weather down that way?
Oh, well, I'm jealous now. You tell me it's 76 here. I think it's only getting around 60 here today.
Well, it's only going to be 70.
Charlottesville, Virginia is where I hang out these days, and usually I can lord it over, Earl. But you guys are doing pretty good.
Well, it's only going to be 76 for a twinkling of an eye. and then in a week or so we'll be in our customary 40s where we should be this time of year. Let me ask you, Joe. A lot to talk about. It's been a while. I want to begin with the strike, in the auto industry. And what I can't understand, Joe, is there are more Americans who side with the corporations than with the people. What has happened in our society?
It that's kind of bizarre, isn't it?
Yes.
To me, I really do think it is the demonizing of the labor movement that has been taking place for decades now in America. As you well know, I was a union organizer at the Milwaukee Journal.
Right.
And we organized a union there just in time, to tell you the truth, because there was a time when the Milwaukee Journal and the Milwaukee Sentinel in Milwaukee were, really a great investment. As you say, I had a long career at the Journal, and I was actually an owner of the Journal. I was management. Imagine that. And because I held stock and I accumulated stock throughout my career there, when we go in to get our taxes done, our tax advisor really couldn't believe it, because that stock, throughout the time I held stock, which, as you say, was for more than 20 years, the stock never went down, okay? And they said, no, that can't be true. Everybody knows that stocks go up and down.
Right.
And, it'd be foolish just to think that they're always going to go up. Well, it turned out to be ultimately foolish, but not while I was there. The entire time I was a stockholder, the stock always went up. And that was the running newspapers, running broadcast, radio and television stations, that was printing money. It really was. It just kept expanding and expanding and expanding. And sadly, we now know that's no longer true. That newspapers, and especially local newspapers in this country, have been going out of business at a rapid, rapid rate. And that is shocking. And it is, unfortunately, I believe, what's contributing to the ignorance in politics today, the ignorance in both the national and in local Republican Party, which I think is rampant. Because people just do not know what's going on now to them through things like, the power that the corporations have over wages, the refusal to really pay employees what they're worth, and now really trying to replace them totally with robots and machines and artificial intelligence and everything else. So that you can run corporations and run businesses without human beings and without people doing the work. And that is what's happening in the labor industry, in the labor movement. We got to fight that, because I don't know what the economy of America is going to be based on when corporations no longer have to hire people to make money.
Joe, you and I, in our time, unions were prevalent and people were able to live middle class lifestyles, and they were,
that's what built the middle class.
Well, yes, and pensions. Called a pension, right? So people were able to, they didn't need to have degrees and all those things in order to be able to get that. And that was not just in urban centers. That was in rural parts of the nation and country as well, because the paper mills and all those kind of things. And so now today you see people pushing back against the reformulation of unions. And I don't know where that comes from. And maybe it's because you know, Joel, they don't know the history of it. And they've been led to believe that people who work in unions basically, you know, are just slough-offs and are being taken care of.
They're greedy. They want to be paid for their work. Imagine that.
You know, it's not funny, Joel, because I think people don't really understand, as you stated, they don't get the papers the way they used to anymore. And so it's okay if a police and fire union, those people are okay to have unions and they're deserving of it, but others aren't. And I don't know how we fix that, Joe, but we've got to fix that.
Yeah, well, I think we're in the process of fixing it. I think you're right that there is a new union movement going on now. You know, the fact that Starbucks can organize unions these days.
Right.
Those poor kids that have to stand there all day, you know, making coffee drinks on their feet and are paid minimally. They're spending all day working there. How do they raise families spending all day working there unless they are paid a livable wage? How does anyone raise families working all day somewhere without enough pay to feed their families? We know that some professions in this country make a lot of money, doctors, lawyers, things like that. How about the most important job that I can think of that anybody could do in America, which is to educate our kids and to teach our kids what's going on in this country, how it got that way, how everything they need to know to prepare them for good jobs in the future, whatever they may be. We know many of them are highly complicated technical jobs these days that require a lot of education. The teachers, and they've had the foreign unions to protect themselves, that is for damn sure, because the public is now out to demonize teachers.
You know,
the politicians are out to outlaw what teachers are allowed to teach, like American history, about how this country really came together, the racism in this country that is still ruining this country, that needs to be fought against. What is going on in this country?
Well,
just like the media is dying, the politicians are now out to make sure that teaching is done.
Well, you know, Joe, when I look at the auto industry, and you know, it used to be the big three, used to be Ford, Chrysler, and General Motors.
Yeah,
it's many
sure,
others,
right?
But for them to cry crocodile tears, Joe, that they're not making enough money. Have you bought a new car in the last decade?
Yeah.
Well, the cost of those.
And I know what you're talking about.
Well, yes. You know, I remember, Joe, when they moved those companies out of this country and took them overseas with the promise that the American people were going to get a better deal, right? That once they moved the jobs overseas, they certainly pay people less. And so that would be reciprocated to us.
Well,
and
we know why they moved the jobs overseas, because those overseas car companies competed with American companies.
Hey, Joe, I need you to hang on. Joe, we got to go to break.
And we're taking over the market.
Hey, Joe, you remember you used to do this. You were a talk show host. We got to go to break. So we got to take a short break. When we come back, we'll come back to you. Joe McNally is on the line. I'm glad he is, and we'll get to the phone lines. 844-967-2789. Talking about the auto strike, union strike right now. We'll be right back.
While there are many unexpected factors that can affect the next growing season, farmers have grown to expect the expected with Rank Seed. Our consistent top-end yields come from strict quality control, trusted technology, and local dealers invested in your success. Rank Seed has been a family-owned and operated business since 1846. More than 175 years later, we still have the highest performing genetics on the market in all environments. Expect the expected with Rank Seed.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
I always like to go back to what Tom Cruise said. Just take a walk.
That's where you get your advice?
Well, don't you remember that long time ago, Brooke Shields talked about postpartum depression going on medication? He's like, you should just go for a walk around the block.
That's so like a man.
More great words from men.
There's a segment right there, Greg Buck.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast today with scattered thunderstorms likely. Highs around 69. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Isolated thunderstorms again. Tonight, lows dip down to about 59. Cloudy skies expected. Isolated thunderstorms likely. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 64. Overcast skies. Daytime highs approaching 64. Thursday, chance for scattered rain showers, 62 on Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 54.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
It's a beautiful morning.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. My guest is Joe McNally, an award-winning writer and television personality and radio personality and an award-winning husband. We'll ask the wife that, Joe. So we're talking.
Yeah, I think she'll support me.
We're talking about the union and the UAW that is striking the auto industry. And what, before we go to the phone lines, Joe, one of the things that I think we need to make sure that people understand who may not know. So I spent 34 years in the auto industry. And so I became a union member at the age of 19, and I get a pension that I've been living off of, you know, that's helped me along the way because of a union that was able to fight for us when, you know, I was a young man at 19 years of age. And so what people, Joel, I think fail to understand is that when the unions were in their heyday, they made the non-union employers pay a better wage to people Absolutely. Who were not unionized. And so when I hear people today saying that the UAW is being greedy and they feel for the major corporations, it's the ignorance of people not knowing the impact of what unions do. Is it safe to say that?
It is very safe to say that. The billionaire class is doing very well in this country. Don't even imagine that somehow corporations cannot pay people livable wages to work for them. That is not possible. Record profits in those corporations, that's what they do for a living, those corporations, is increase their profits. And one of the ways they increase their profits is to pay as little as possible. And we all know, you know, what has happened to prices and living costs in this country, to the cost of housing, to the cost of shelter, to the cost of food, to the cost of every single thing. Right now, of course, Joe Biden is blamed for all that. Joe Biden has not raised anyone's wages. believe me. And he has not raised prices on anything you buy. He hasn't.
He's not the guy who caused inflation. It's a global inflation.
The president of the United States does not cause inflation. The Fed, the central bank of the United States, tries to control inflation, and the bankers are the ones who are trying to control inflation. They succeed at it at times, and they fail at it at times. And we know what caused inflation in this country. It was a major factor over the most recent history has been Vladimir Putin and the Russian invasion of a neighboring country. The Russian invasion, which is supported these days by, believe it or not, and I still can't believe this, the Republican Party and the Republican nominee, most likely, once again, for President of the United States, who was elected President of the United States with support from Vladimir Putin and the Russian people. With their intelligence service spreading propaganda to elect Donald Trump, President of the United States, to embarrass democracies, which he has, which he did during 4 years of the worst presidency in our recent history, which in fact shut down the entire country by failing to deal with what he knew and what his intelligence services had told him was going to be a deadly pandemic that would kill millions and millions of people. And he denied it. Instead of taking action to stop it and to stop it from shutting down the economy of the United States and the economies all over the world, Donald Trump, an ignorant man, tried to tell everybody it was going to go away any day now. And we know it didn't go away until it took a terrible, deadly toll on the American people and people throughout the world. And that's what you get when you hire and elect an ignorant man who knows nothing but believes he knows everything.
Hey, Joe. We got to go to a break, so hang on. We'll be right back. 844-967-2789. Joe McNally is my guest. We'll be right back.
For the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Ike Ajachi. two elderly women released by Hamas militants. One of them is 85-year-old Yocheved Lifshitz. This is her daughter, Sharon.
My mom is very much hoping that all the people that were with her will come back.
ABC Chief Foreign Correspondent Ian Pannell.
She and 75-year-old Nuret Cooper were released by Hamas, touching down in Tel Aviv overnight. Both of them seen in video, released by Hamas, handed over to Red Cross officials. The two women kidnapped alongside their husbands, who are still believed to be held captive when Hamas stormed their kibbutz near Oz on October 7th. Pressure mounts to get the remaining 219, including Americans, out.
Israel stepping up its bombardment of targets in the Gaza Strip ahead of an expected ground invasion against Hamas militants. The U.S. afraid of a wider war with the militant group Hezbollah. This is ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
For the Talk of Green Bay WGBW News, I'm Pete Schwabe. The worst drug threat to Northeast Wisconsin just became even more dangerous. Local law enforcement officials say 60% of fentanyl pills sold on the street contain enough fentanyl to kill someone. NBC 26 reports that now those pills are being laced with xylazine, making them not only more deadly, but resistant to Narcan. Narcan can often bring someone back from an overdose, but xylazine is not a narcotic. It's a horse tranquilizer, making Narcan ineffective. In Brown County alone, there have been 58 fentanyl overdose deaths this year. If you plan on sturgeon spearing in 2024, you have 1 week to buy a license. The Wisconsin DNR says Lake Winnebago spearers will need to have permits by October 31st. Sturgeon spearing season starts February 10th. It will run for up to 16 days or until harvest caps are reached. For more information, visit the DNR website. And that's what you need to know. I'm Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You drive different.